Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What do you do when you and your SO get into a huge fight, like an ugly name-calling screaming match? And so you like go away from it for a little while, and after like an hour, your temper's cooled down a bit. You go back and you're like, babe, can we talk about what just happened? And she's like, no, it's fine. I don't want to talk about it. And you're like, no, seriously, I feel terrible about what I said. Can we please just talk about this? And then she's like, no, I'm flying back to my home planet tomorrow, so it doesn't matter anyway. So just forget that it happened. And you didn't know that she was an alien. So what do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Ryan.
You didn't know she was an alien?
No.
And this is how the way she tells you is, I'm flying back to my home planet tomorrow.
Honestly,
so
this
matter.
Is the best answer because she's a monster. She sucks. She doesn't want to have closure with you. She didn't have to do this. You didn't even know aliens existed.
Right.
She's destroyed your brain and your heart. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, I don't want to deal with it. Bye.
Well, I think what was going on, I think, because I made up this hypothetical situation, I think what was happening was she wanted to just spend, like, one last night together, mm-hmm. you know, and not, like, burden you with the knowledge of the alien, and then you would have, like, the dramatic, like, launch pad kiss,
but
you know, that sort of scenario,
right, but
then you get into a fight.
Yes, but why is she fighting with you? She's already leaving you in...
Well, like, just like everything, it's not about what you're actually fighting about, right? The fight is about something deeper, and it probably goes back to her anxiety about lying to you about her identity.
And also about leaving, right? So maybe she's, like, trying to push on you, like... You know, like, oh, maybe it just starts about something like, what do you want to eat tonight? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I just want it to be like whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And then you say, like, why can't you ever make a decision?
Right.
And then it blows up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I made the hardest decision of my life.
Yeah. And then he's like, whatever, because he doesn't know. He's like, okay, sure. And then it's explosion.
And it goes
now, so this
there.
Comes from nothing. This is just you making this up?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you make it up before you started talking or when you were talking?
Wow.
Like, were we seeing you make it up as we go? Because I've done that.
Kelly's projecting, yeah.
Yeah, I'm projecting. No. I make it up as I go. So,
I thought about this one. I've been thinking about it for days.
So you made it up before?
Yes. Okay. I've been thinking about it for days.
Here's the thing. I think, obviously, you've got a lot of relationship concerns, right? And you've got a lot of feelings to work out. But I think you also have to very quickly examine why there was an alien on Earth, why they were in a relationship with you, and why they are now leaving.
Right.
Yeah. You and your planet could be in danger.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because my question would be like, why the rush to leave? Is something bad going to happen here? And in which case, like, you need to tell me. Uh-huh. And then maybe that's breakup. Because if they're like...
Okay, maybe that's breakup. Kelly, yeah, no. They're leaving the planet. Breakup is...
No. But I mean...
But if the planet's going to get destroyed, you may want to, like, hop a ride with them and get out of there.
If that's they
the
wanted thing. You in that spaceship, you would have gotten invited.
They want Hold you on, in though. The spaceship, no. Mogi. There's orders. There's a hierarchy that has to be followed.
Also, if the planet's going to be destroyed, who cares what they want? You have to get on that
Honestly,
ship.
Like, you can, you're going to die. You don't have to be with them. You can just hide on the ship.
No, that's what I'm saying. The relationship is over. Yeah. You lied to me. My planet's getting destroyed.
Yeah.
You don't warn me. You don't do anything to take care of me.
Yeah.
Once I'm having to sneak on that ship,
it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
We're done.
I think so, no matter what, you sneak on the ship.
Yeah, you got to sneak. I mean, what are you going to do? Just die on this planet?
You can't.
So based on how quickly you guys went from she's leaving the planet to, like, because maybe her student visa's expired. We don't know. Well, to the planet's going to be destroyed. I could see how the argument happened in the first place.
True. Yeah, this relationship is not functional.
So the whole planet's going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
very fatal,
I think you
fatalistic.
Suspend all of your feelings about the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right. This is way bigger.
Yeah, and you got to know what's going on.
And the fact that she brought up the planet thing means that you got to talk about it. It's not like you discovered that she's from another planet and leaving. You didn't find her passport or something.
Right.
So I think you have to talk about it.
I think it's, I mean, to me.
It trumps everything else.
If I were to say that, like, it doesn't matter, I'm going back to my home planet. It is kind of like, it's a little passive aggressive.
Yes.
If I was delivering that line, you know?
Yeah, someone like, doesn't
know your name. It doesn't matter because I'm never going to get to see you again anyway.
And you're also kind of trying to hurt them by saying that, too.
Yes, totally.
Which is not good. You shouldn't do that.
No, but people do things.
When you're
creatures
hurt.
Do things when they're hurt.
Yeah, creatures do things
yeah,
when they're
I
hurt.
Yeah, but I think that's, again, breakup is imminent.
You think?
I need that info because I need to know how to protect my planet.
Okay. I follow him to the launch site and I go for that dramatic pre-launch kiss anyway.
Wait,
I mean, maybe
why?
If I'm
Why do you want the pre-launch kiss?
Because like you're drama. In a relationship. You're in love with this person.
He's a messy bitch who lives for drama.
Right. Yeah, truly. Truly. Like the launch of the ship is gonna like trigger like ultimate like nuclear meltdown. And there's gonna be like explosions everywhere while you're kissing her last moment and then she runs off, goes on the ship, and like
then I melt.
You melt and you're like, I love you.
Kelly, Patrick, and I have snuck on the ship.
We're like, sorry.
You have to text
we
us.
Are survivors.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely text you. I'd be like, can you believe this? Fucking shit.
I know.
It's like, I just as like, I make dinner every night. I just asked her to do the dishes once.
And we were like, we are so there for you, but also, did she say why she's leaving? Because, like,
also give us coordinates.
Yeah. We are so there for you and also to get on the ship.
We can figure this out on the other planet.
Yes.
Oh, that is a tough hot take.
It's tough.
It's
much like the skin of a crocodile.
Yeah.
Gator.
Alligator?
Yay!
No, guys, Crawl. This is a movie that I was talking about the trailer a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where, like, you're in a flooded house
uh-huh.
or, like, a hurricane house, and there are alligators that want to eat you.
Yeah.
It looks dope. Who
it
will see this
so
movie?
I want to see
it.
It looks tight as hell.
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks so fun.
Let's set a date.
I know that at least for sure, because we know now that Colin and my threshold for animal action movies is pretty low.
Yeah.
We love The Meg.
I mean, it's amazing.
The Meg is amazing.
We don't need to talk down to The Meg for Mogi's fucking benefit.
No, here's the thing.
The Meg rules.
I would hope, because of the kind of horror movie it is, that Crawl has real murders by crocodiles, by gators, in the first hour and a half of the movie.
Mm.
Whereas The Meg... The Meg does not eat anyone.
There's relationships that need to get filled.
We need to learn about the characters. Yes.
Seriously, we need to see Jason.
Yes.
We need to see Jason Statham drinking warm beer on a Vespa in sandals.
Yeah, in sandals.
That wasn't enough action for you?
In sandals. And then we have to see him, oh my gosh, ex-wife, oh my gosh, sexy scientist.
Guys, how many times can we relitigate the Meg?
We can't. You're right. I'm sorry. Okay. But I will see Crawl.
Crawl looks tight.
And I hope it has enough gators eating people.
Yeah. Crawl to me looks like a combination of Don't Breathe and Snakes on a Plane.
Yes, or like totally. Tremors. Like
Total Tremors.
Oh, Tremors is so good.
The Total Tremors vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Totes Trems. I also just like, I love the premise of a flooded space as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, give me a Hard Rain was the name of that movie.
Yeah. Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And a jet ski through like the halls of a high school.
Cool.
Like John Mayer.
Christian Slater really, he has a filmography, guys.
Truly, yeah, truly.
Correct.
I'm sorry, I just want to go back to that John Mayer.
He jet skis through the halls of his high school.
He's
going to save the top
halls
of
my high school.
He's wanted to scream at the top.
Are we experiencing an earthquake?
I think there is
an
earthquake happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's
it may have descended.
Long.
No,
it's not happening.
Okay, well, okay, let's get low to the ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that sorry. Sorry about that, guys.
That what? Don't apologize for the earthquake.
I'm apologizing to the listener who's not experiencing an earthquake like we just did.
I mean, I don't know how long the pause Kelly's going to put in this episode is, but for whatever that length of pause, it would probably be kind of scary.
Where you're like, what happened?
What's going, what?
Yeah, is this the last episode of Same Day?
Maybe I'll put in like you know, the sound that when it's
the emergency broadcast system?
Yeah.
That's fucking perfect. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if I can find it.
Sorry,
if it's not there, I didn't find it, guys.
And if you have a royalty-free version of that,
let us know for future earthquakes.
But everyone is fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
All four of us are good.
Pod Dog did not care or notice.
I was much more worried about him caring than he was worried about anything.
What was happening?
Yeah. I think we should also talk about what everyone was doing.
Okay.
Because it's very...
It's telling.
Right? I think it is.
Right. So none of us, at first, no one knows what to do, right?
Yeah.
We're all like...
Yeah. Well, and we kind of talked about, is it an earthquake?
That's true.
And then it got stronger.
That's on this recording.
We're like, is this happening? I was like, what the fuck? Because underneath me is the laundry machine.
Yeah.
So I was like, why the hell? Who's moving the laundry machine during
someone
our report?
Someone put shoes in the laundry.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on.
I thought someone was like stomping around. So I was like, wow. And then it started swaying. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is an earthquake.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like... We need to get down on the ground.
Yeah.
Mm. Patrick, you went to a leadership mode.
Yeah, you really did.
Quickly.
You did. Stepped right
up. That was good.
That's all I did, though.
I chose to not listen to you.
That's
you
right.
You ignored. And
Kelly went for a doorway.
Well, and doorway is what I know, too, but Kelly was in the doorway, so I was like...
No, I would have scooted over
for you. I was like,
there's
nowhere for me to go.
No, I would have... There's more doorways.
And I was like, Patrick wants me to get down. I don't know if I believe in this plan. There is a door.
One of the big dangers in an earthquake is that you're going to lose your balance and fall.
Truly.
So
that's
if you're
true.
Down.
So
and
if
you
you're
should,
down, you can't fall.
But truly, you should, right, either go under or next to something that you can be under.
Yeah, but this coffee table would not
No,
do
you don't
want
to be under something. If you're under something, it can fall on
it can,
you. Want
no,
to be
no,
under something
I
that can't
under,
fall on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so like, that's why doorways are good, because they're so reinforced.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So like,
Yeah. The doorway thing,
I should have opened the door to the hallway, because I bet that is even more...
Oh, that's probably very strong.
Very... But I
also, if you are worried about earthquake safety, don't listen to the four of us idiots. Like,
you should probably go on the internet and be like, how to...
And honestly, guys, I don't have my earthquake kit set up here. So if we got trapped, like, I think I have some bleach tablets.
Okay, great.
But, like,
so eat those?
I think
you do?
Put them in.
Yeah, what is a bleach tablet for?
I think you're supposed to
you
bleach your water and then cook it or something. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
there's something
because
so
water contamination in the water.
Okay. There's something, but here's the thing. We would probably, given my pantry, we could have lived for 1 week.
And, I mean, I don't think we'd be stuck in here.
Yeah.
Right?
If we were physically
you've
trapped
got a huge
in
window.
This room.
We have a huge window. I think that we'd go out the window. As long as the two buildings didn't collapse on each other, we could go out and, like, between... There's That's not that far a jump.
And I think, honestly,
I don't know how the dog's getting out. But
if they go collapse, I think they would collapse on top, right? And then it would leave a little tent area, which we could go down.
Okay, are we all going in one trip, or are we sending a canary?
Oh, interesting.
Down into the space between the buildings?
Because what if there's, like, fires and like,
scary people?
Yeah.
I would go down.
I know you.
Yeah, I would go down, too.
Yeah, same.
Well, if the three of you are going, I'm not staying. That's insane.
See you, Ryan.
See ya.
I mean,
a new life down there.
I guess I'd throw the dog in a backpack.
Yes.
And then just climb down.
Which we have lots of backpacks in this room.
Yeah, I feel like there's immediately, our survival party is immediately going to split when Kelly and I get into an argument over whose cat needs to be checked on first.
Oh, shit.
I mean, honestly, I think we would just each be like, I need to check on the cat.
Exactly.
And then we would go. And then,
oh my God, my car is underneath.
Yeah, your car is going to get buried.
Because I was like, you just get in my car. But we, no.
Yeah.
I guess.
So I've got my bike in your apartment right now.
Okay, the bike's coming out with it. We're going to try as far as we can to get the bike out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think, where do you think people are most likely to have left their car unlocked?
Well, we can get
garages.
Which are under buildings.
Yeah.
Or,
And because I was thinking go up Griffith Park.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, for why?
To steal cars.
Oh, to steal a car.
And then drive it down the other side of Griffith Park. I mean, Griffith Park may be a problem.
I mean, hold on, though, because we still have access to like, a bunch of, us do street parking.
No, but, here.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, I can...
Even in my home, I park on the street.
Yeah, we can get to Edgemont Street in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Where the van is parked.
Do you know how many people who turned evil rioter like this are between here and Edgemont Street?
Yeah.
All those Scientologists...
Yeah,
they've been waiting for this.
They've been waiting
for
this moment.
Yay, today.
Okay, but I'm looking for weapon options.
No, here's what we do.
See a Mr. Pointy. That's good.
Yeah. I think honestly, there's knives in this house.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many knives. I already have like four of them.
Ooh, do you have a cast iron thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I would be a bonker in this scenario.
This is escalating quickly. No, I thought we were just going to go into like... earthquake survival mode and not like fight mode.
No, but you have to be prepared, Patrick.
We're exactly the people we're warning against.
I think we have to get up to like Glendale and the Montrose area, which is where people don't lock. I mean, I don't want to make everyone be like, let's go rob people in Glendale.
No,
but
I think that's part of what I was thinking with Griffith Park in my mind was get on the other side.
Yes. Exactly.
And then those people are suburban.
Yeah.
They're all staying in their house.
Mm-hmm.
They're locking the doors to their house. So that means the streets are ours.
And we know someone is out of town.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, it's the 4th of July.
We go in their home.
Maybe we go for a brief swim.
Brief swim.
Because you got to find joy where you can.
You got to cool off.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's going to be warm. Hot day.
Right.
And then, honestly, I think, I don't know how much you guys have in savings.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we try to get to the Burbank airport.
I also think money is going to matter less as time goes on. So I think we should spend what we can, all we can.
I'm just saying, if we can get a puddle jumper out of Burbank.
I was going to say, it sounds like Ryan wants to get out
let's
of
get out.
Southern California.
We all have families other places.
Yeah.
Right.
Who haven't been destroyed.
So we go somewhere in the Plains area.
Yeah.
No earthquakes. They're like, what's happened over there? And we're like, we can't talk about it.
That's right.
We never talk about it.
Yeah.
And then our alien girlfriends come back, save us.
And then she's like, that's what I was leaving for.
Right.
Oh my God. Wait, did they have alien girlfriends in Dude, Where's My Car?
Kind of. I wouldn't say they were girlfriends. I would say they were more like hot chick aliens who were trying to... What was the plot of that movie?
They had regular girlfriends with aliens.
Well, okay, so they were trying to find their car.
Oh, the Rubik's Cube was like a weapon, a space weapon. That's what it was.
Okay, so they didn't have alien girlfriends, but they did. But they had girlfriends, and then the aliens gave the girlfriends bigger boobs at the end.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they did.
It's so fucked up. Okay, cool.
Okay, so gator ships.
Yeah. Well, hey, we were talking about apocalyptic
scenarios.
I think we would survive for at least 20 minutes in a gator house.
Oh, ooh, that's a harder one than an earthquake.
Yeah, because Gator House, like you can't even like swim away,
right?
Yeah. From Gator House because it just everywhere is flooded.
Everywhere, and that's their playing ground.
I think in that case, we find as many. I mean, we look for firecrackers. I don't know what our house is like.
Yeah,
we look for flares.
Firecrackers.
Well, we lure them out and then we stuff firecrackers that are lit into their mouths so their heads explode.
Yeah, but nice. We do have to make sure the firecrackers are dry, to Colin's point.
You're right. They have to be dry firecrackers or flares.
Uh-huh. Yeah, flares. Flare gun.
Cool. I think poison I'm down with. I know that it's not great because we're going to have to swim in it later.
That's cool, though. But, like, I don't know. What would be strong enough to kill a gator? Like, I was thinking, like, bleaching a raw chicken would make it sick.
Ryan just covered her mouth.
But regardless of how you're going to kill the gators, like...
How are you going to love the gators?
How are you going to... Thank you. Thank you.
Are you proposing that we talk gator ships?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some gator ships. Did anyone have a hard time with this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
but, I mean,
a tough time.
I almost immediately opened it up to crocodiles.
Oh. Fair.
I think 100%.
Do we
fair.
Know the difference? I know that there is one and that some people know it, but I
think
don't
it's
know
just
difference.
A species difference.
That they
right?
are
like
different
goats
animals.
Versus horses.
That's just, I just want to see that movie now.
But like, right? Like,
okay, ready?
Oh, yeah.
Crocodiles have long and pointed V-shaped snouts. Alligators have rounded U-shaped snouts. The shapes of their jaws and hind legs are also different. Also, their behavior is starkly different.
Oh.
Guess which is more aggressive, crocs
crocodile.
Or gators?
I'm guessing crocodile.
Crocs.
I'll go yes. with crocs.
Crocs.
Well, because also gators, there's like people to have pets. Mm-hmm. People wrestle them in front of other people.
Sure.
But not crocodiles.
No, you would wrestle a crocodile?
And crocodiles
never
are...
Never smile at a crocodile.
Yeah.
There's a whole song about it.
And crocodiles are a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So crocodile is probably what we're talking about in Crawl, right?
Crawl-cadiles? What if it was tiny little alligators?
Alligators are cute. Baby alligators are so cute.
They are really
like
cute.
Elvis.
Like Elvis.
Yeah.
Like Elvis.
And also, okay, this is how you can tell from looking at them, their faces. If the lower teeth are hidden, if you can't see them, it's an alligator. If you can see their lower teeth when their mouth is closed, mm-hmm. crocodile.
Oh, my God. That is the sort of classic scary croc look.
And their lifespans. Alligators can live 30 to 50 years. Crocodiles can live 70 to 100 years.
70 to 100 years?
I'd buy that. Turtles live like 150.
Yeah,
yeah
they can
true.
Be very, very old. And like when they're huge, 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 and like probably pretty scarred up,
yeah,
they're like really old.
Or swimming around with a knife in their head? Like
yeah.
that one in Florida?
Oh, that's so
aww,
upsetting.
Sad.
Honestly, what we do to these guys is pretty unpleasant.
It's time for them to take their revenge.
Honestly,
I'm
they've
glad
been,
they're going to crawl.
Me too. They've been here longer than we have mm-hmm. by... I don't. This
were
might be crazy.
Say
but
millions
of years,
probably. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs.
They're dinosaurs.
They're like they. Yeah, they have real cred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, they've been around.
They got swamp cred.
They've got swamp cred.
So how? Okay.
Can I share mine?
Yeah.
Yes,
how can we ship them?
Okay, so I had to. I also don't know if mine is an alligator or a crocodile
because
it's like an anthropomorphic one. So I'm going to Link's Awakening, Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, which I know is getting a remake, coming out later this year, but I'm, thinking about from the original.
Okay.
There is an alligator or crocodile, named Shul Donovich, who lives in the Animal Village.
Hi, Shul Donovich.
Hi,
welcome to my home.
Here's the thing. He is an artist.
Oh.
It's more like... I'm sure.
Right. When so you first meet his brother, whose name is Sail.
Okay.
And he.
Sail!
Yeah, that's right. He's like the AWOL Nation song.
Yes.
He was miserable when that song was on the radio.
Yeah.
He was like, "Hmm? Oh no, that's just a song."
Yes. Oh, sorry. I thought you were calling me.
But all of these people are.
These are anthropomorphic.
They're projected a part of a dream.
Yes, that's correct. So Sail doesn't live in the Animal Village. He lives with the people. And so he's the first one that you, the first of this family that you meet. And you trade him a can of dog food for some bananas.
Okay.
But
he's eating dog food.
No, well,
he wants
the bananas.
The dog. No, he gives you the bananas.
Gives you bananas.
You feed an anthropomorphic alligator
dog food. He asks for it. He asks for it.
Just because he asks for it.
You get the bananas. You give the bananas to a monkey. The monkey builds a bridge. He leaves a stick on the ground. You give the stick to someone else.
Okay.
And on and on and on. Eventually, you do meet his brother in this same trading fetch quest thing. Shul Donovich. And he is a sculptor. He is a famous sculptor on this island.
Okay.
And he has been working on a statue called the Morning Mermaid in Martha's Bay.
Pretty.
Okay? Ooh, I want to see.
So it is a statue of a mermaid, but
like
it is
sad mermaid or morning like morning, sunlight.
Morning. Morning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Aww. Sad mermaid. I was looking for it. I don't know what she's mourning. Anyway,
okay.
But you encounter, you find the actual mermaid because the statue itself is unfinished.
Okay.
Shul was like, I need a scale from the mermaid so I can properly like sculpt it.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you talk to the mermaid, you get this, you get the scale. It's more like trading stuff.
Yeah.
And then you bring it to him. But Shul's like, nah, I'm done with that. Like, I know the statue's not finished, but like, I'm done with it. You can go put the scale on there if you want to. I'm working on new art. So he's an artist, but he's always after the next new thing.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
Okay? So, and he also exists in a world that is totally a dream, right?
Right.
So one day, Shul's out painting something, and a doorway opens up near him, and come skating through the doorway is Ramona Flowers.
Whoa, okay.
using a subspace.
Right, do you have an image of how humanoid is this alligator? Because Ramona Flowers is a straight up
human. Here's the thing. I am imagining from the comics, Ramona Flowers.
Okay,
and
more cartoonish.
Right, right. Well, and again, the humans and animals live side by side.
That's
in this
true.
World. Sale lives in the human village.
Okay.
I mean, there's a dog that... There's a dog in this room that lives in Los Angeles, which is a human village.
He doesn't talk to us and trade dog food for bananas.
If I found out in his dreams he was hooking up with the Ramona Flowers, I'd be so disappointed.
Anyway, these two hook up.
They hook up. Okay, now where in Ramona's life is this? Is this in her wild youth times or when she's kind of trying
I think it's got to be after the league has formed.
Okay.
And maybe before Scott.
Sure.
And because it is a relationship that would exist only in the dream.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to be part of the League of Exes.
Right. And is it like a committed relationship or is it they just have really nice times and she comes, checks out what his current painting is and then goes away and then.
It's more like that. That they both like push each other to like try more different things.
Yeah.
Like she, every time she's thinking about changing her hair color, she like pops into this and they talk about
that's
it.
Cute.
And they, yeah. And yeah. then she comes up like with like a cool new hair color.
That's cool.
So right. Shul Donovich.
Shul Donovich and Ramona.
I love it. Well, do you have a crocodile ship?
I do. Okay. So again, I went croc and I thought about it and it is like almost. Or it's pretty much like Comic-Con time, right?
Yes.
So I remembered last year and how much fun we had. And of course, the highlight, the most important thing of the whole weekend was how many times we watched Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Great.
And so King Croc is in Suicide Squad.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
Yeah.
And he, sorry. And he, I just think he and Harley Quinn should be together. She needs a rider.
She needs a non-Joker.
Yeah, she needs a ride or die who's not going to betray her. He would be that for her. They would still be villains. They'd still fuck shit up all over the place. But, like, I think they could just have, like, a good time and be very supportive of one another, which is what she needs. Because DCEU Joker sucks.
Yeah.
Like, he is both evil, which is bad. But also, he is a shitty boyfriend who's manipulative and gaslighting her all the time. So, like, just for her to have, like, a ride or die.
And you
even
think
though he's in jail, it's fine.
You think the Suicide Squad version of Killer Croc is the one you like there?
Well, I was speaking to people who are in the same universe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No crossover. It's just... I mean, but he is in prison.
He is in prison.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She is broken out.
Okay. So, this isn't, like... What's the one where he's, like... losing his humanity and he's like basically crocodiling all over the place. What are
you talking about? Crocodiling all over the place.
He like this animated? What you're thinking of?
Huh?
What is it animated? The thing you're
no,
thinking
it's a
of?
Comic. It's in the comic. There's like a part where he
is someone's becoming like, more
someone's
and more
fucking,
crocodile.
Yeah, someone's fucking with his mind, and he's like becoming more and more like
more animally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Batman's like, oh,
something's wrong with Croc.
Yeah. And then he's like, but I'd like, he also is like, but I don't really care that much. Right. And then like does something else and we just don't check in with Croc anymore.
Oh, right. No.
Is that in like Hush or something?
It might be in Hush.
It might be in Hush.
Yes, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, now we've solved it. Not that one. he's like humanish.
Yeah. I mean, but, he's. Yeah.
So do you think that there are like conjugal visits here?
Yeah, there's conjugal visits. Yeah. They write letters. Hers don't make a lot of sense.
So is she in prison too, or he not?
No, she's broken out. She's
okay.
She's doing Birds of Prey right now.
Okay,
I could see her like committing crimes and purposefully getting caught to be with him, not realizing that they will put her in a different jail. And then escaping again.
And then trying it again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But wearing a fake mustache.
Yeah. Like, there's like Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Glasses.
And they might have an open relationship because it's not necessarily about commitment as much as it's about loyalty.
Exactly. Mm. Oh, and that's really important to her.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She needs something else to be loyal to.
Yeah, dude. Because
all she knows is like blind, devout loyalty to someone who sucks more than anything.
He sucks so much. So much. So sure. You know what? I ship that.
All right. Totally. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah. If nothing else, then just to get her out of
there.
That Joker relationship.
You could convince me almost to ship her with anyone who isn't the Joker.
Truly. Truly.
He's the worst.
He sucks.
And we're getting another one. Okay, but we'll talk about that another
time,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Colin, do you have a gator / croc ship?
Yes. So mine's like a crossover sort of animal monster movie franchise, basically.
Okay.
So their romantic relationship won't start until like the third of the crossover sequels, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because the first one, we have to get them into the same place. Mm-hmm. They have to do battle. The second one, they like are on the same team, and like the Matthew Broderick-esque character is like now working with the giant monsters.
Okay.
And then the third one is when they have giant monster interspecies love.
Uh-huh.
And
Matthew Broderick.
Broderick. Wait,
what,
cast.
What are we?
I think I know where you're going, but I've got to hear it come out of your mouth.
So I think, what if at the end of Lake Placid?
Oh, okay, that's
not what I was thinking. Interesting.
They took the giant crocodile and transported it into the Amazon rainforest, where it met Anaconda.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Wow, I love that.
Okay.
I think they could
love that.
I think they would have to do battle in the first one because that's what people want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they become a team to fight a bigger threat.
Exactly. Like global warming.
Yeah.
They stop global warming, but they kill
like
a lot of people.
Like in the new Godzilla movie.
Yeah. maybe they fight like some kind of mecha.
Ooh, that would be
kind of
cool.
Yes. Right?
Yes,
so it would be
basically
like pseudo kaiju versus mecha.
I do like that it's like a tiny kaiju.
Tiny kaiju.
Because like Anaconda and Lake Placid are big.
They're not kaiju big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. So it's like baby kaiju versus maybe it's a little mecha.
Yeah. That's
It's like a logging machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a mech warrior that like someone would stand, like the loader from Alien.
Yes.
Except with saws instead of
Because they're going to build a resort and they want to make sure the water is safe for swimming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
they even open the resort too soon.
Yes.
Guess what? The water is not
safe. It's not safe for swimming.
Despite many red flags.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Matthew Broderick's been telling them over and over, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It's Matthew Broderick. From like
I thought you were
15
going
years
Godzilla.
Ago. I thought so too.
He was in, Matthew was Broderick in was Godzilla. In 2000s with Godzilla.
And that's the role I'm kind of like inserting into the sequel of Anaconda.
I
think the first one has to be
Lake Placid
versus Anaconda.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also, that just has to be the name of the character now. It's like Loch Ness.
Lake Placid.
Is it Lake Placid or should it be Placid?
Classy
comes home.
Classy. Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. I think that at the beginning of the third movie, third movie is where they fall in love.
Yeah.
I think Classy's gone home.
Uh huh. Back
to Lake Placid. Okay. And Anaconda, everyone knows he's like listless.
Aww.
He's like not having very much fun. So Matthew Broderick ships Anaconda. to Lake Placid so they can be together.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that, like, that's surly sweet. Old woman is still living on the side of the lake.
And the action can come from that both of them are trying to get to each other, even though if they just would wait, Anaconda is going to be shipped there.
Yeah.
So there's like a Homeward path of destruction.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's real cute, Colin.
That's really cute,
Anna
Colin.
And Plassey.
I loved that one. Yeah,
that's really good.
Anna and Plassey.
That's cute.
That's what the third one is called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kelly, do you have a croc or gator ship?
Okay. So,
While you pull up your notes, point of order is that my father's name is Lyle, and my mother has been calling him Croc for years because of Lyle the Crocodile.
Oh, really?
Who's Lyle the Crocodile again?
I don't know. He's like a children's book character.
Okay.
Oh, is he not the Hanna-Barbera bow-tied one?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay,
that's
ready?
Cute.
It's cute, but
it cute.
Wasn't my ship.
You're not shipping your dad and your mom?
I just want to point it out.
This
wasn't my ship.
Talking about my dad and my mom. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No, you guys, it's such a good ship.
I mean, I ship my parents, but...
Must be fucking nice.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Sorry, y'all.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
All right. So TikTok the crocodile. He's the one that ate Captain Hook's hand.
Yeah.
He's constantly just chasing Captain Hook because he wants to eat the rest of him.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that first bite was so good.
Ooh, so delicious.
Also, he feels like Captain Hook is a little much.
Yeah. He's like, I need to cut him down to size. Yeah. Chomp, chomp. So he's forever chasing... Captain Hook. So picture this. Captain Hook is... Now, it's kind of unclear, right? Like, Captain Hook is a pirate, and ostensibly he would be sailing his ship in the Osh.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in the Lake of Neverland.
Yeah, he's in the Lake of Neverland.
He's kind of a big fish, small pond
pirate. He is. Can you imagine if he were out in the Osh?
Yeah, so, no, real pirates would be kicking his little butt.
Yeah.
Well, he's been in Neverland for so long. Like, I bet he was an appropriately sized fish back in the day, but he's probably gotten, like, weird and lazy. He hasn't aged at all.
Mm.
Like, Neverland fucks people up.
It does. So
don't go.
So we're saying there's a part of Neverland, though, where, like, let's say the lake empties out into the ocean.
Yes.
And there's, like, brackish water. So the TikTok is chasing Captain Hook, and, like, the boat is, like, zoom, and then TikTok is, like, zoom behind it.
Yeah.
And then TikTok notices, like, a twin, like, wake coming from his right.
What?
As if someone else is in pursuit of someone else.
What?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And he looks, and it is Ahab is chasing after Moby Dick.
And that's crazy.
He's like, whoa. And then Moby Dick says, I've been chased for so long, I forgot what it's like to chase someone. And then TikTok's like, you can chase me. And then they peel off. Don't worry about it.
Wait, the whale says he's been chased for so long, I forgot what it's like to chase?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And to TikTok. And TikTok's like, well, you can chase me. I haven't been chased in a while. So then they peel off from the whatever. And then maybe like Ahab and Hook, fuck, who cares? They're doing something else.
I think Ahab murders Hook immediately. I think he's just like, he pulls out a small knife and just goes across the neck.
I think Hook like tries to be very like grandiose and is like, you know, like, come here, whatever. And then he just gets his throat slit instantly.
And Smee's just crying.
Yes. Oh. Smee's crying.
He loves Hook so much.
Yeah.
So much.
And then Ahab says, the merciful thing to do would be to end it so you could be with him. I won't do that. And then turns around and sails away.
Oh, and then Smee has to learn to be a captain on his own.
Yeah, but then he turns out to be a really good captain.
I'm sure
Vengeful one who's now chasing Ahab.
He's chasing Ahab, and Ahab is like, wow, I never knew what it was like to be chased. And then...
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Normally, being Being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.